A, say that Coach Conk is now on with us, but I would think they would have to be the greatest collection of idiots if they didn't take UCA seriously, considering they're ranked fifth in the country, and seven FCS teams beat FBS teams last weekend.
That's
so
what I'm saying.
I think that was probably not lost on them, considering one of those teams that lost was a ranked FBS team in Oregon State. Mm-hmm. Didn't say much for the Pac-12, and I know that Colorado would like to go a long way in gaining some respect back for that league. Coach Conk joining us this morning on the Revolution Hotline. Coach, good morning. Do we have him?
Yep, I'm here. Hello.
There you go. Hey, Coach, how are you?
Doing great. How are you?
Well, we are everywhere at once. We are actually in four locations now as we add you to the show this morning. I've got the Pigskin Preacher and Bill Vickery at the Paul Eales Golf Tournament in Little Rock. We have Matty T holding it down in the Fury Electric Studio. You are in parts unknown somewhere here in Colorado, and I'm in Boulder waiting on the team to arrive. So, are you guys in Boulder yet?
Yes. No, we're still in Denver, staying at the Omni Interlochen Resort Hotel, and players are having breakfast right now, and appreciate you having me on. Bill, how are you doing?
Good morning, Coach. You know, I was just saying right before you came on, I don't know if you heard this, not to add any pressure to tomorrow, but I'm thinking, you know, people talk, look, it's almost going to be a little bit of a disappointment if you guys don't win. I think you're at that point now, see? Again, like I said, I don't want to add any kind of extra pressure to the whole thing. However,
well, we're certainly excited about where our program is. I don't think there's, you know, any question about that. You know, we made this move, you know, in 2006. We talked about being a prominent mm-hmm. player at the national level, and you know, we've made that steady ascent on the efforts of some great coaches and some outstanding football players. And you know, the last several years have been pretty cool to go through with this program, but you know, I heard Justin mention, you know, we're fifth in the nation, and you know, we've got you know, still a fairly young football team with only 13 seniors, but we feel good about where we are and where we hope to go. But you know, we do see, you know, this is a huge challenge for us. You know, we're on the road and, you know, kind of unfamiliar territory, and you know, playing a Pac-12 school that's a little bit deeper. But you know, again, that's why you play the game, and our kids are excited about being here and looking forward to the challenge, and they see the big opportunity on the back end.
Coach, we've talked about this before, and I talked to some of the players this last week, you know, about the draw for them at UCA. A, you get to win a lot of games, you get to play in a great environment, but also you get to play these games, and it is a draw for them to play at FBS institutions as well, and I would think that when you're on the recruiting trail, that's one of the selling points.
Well, how cool is it to go into someone's living room and say, hey, we're playing, you know, in Honolulu next year, or we're going to...
You can attract a lot of broadcasters that way, I can tell you that much.
Yeah. I think I have about two semesters of eligibility left.
Well, there you go. But, you know, yeah, it's good to be in these environments. And, you know, and we've been ultra-competitive in a lot of them, and it, you know, beating a Sun Belt team, and then, of course, Texas State was transitioning to the Sun Belt when we beat them 2 years ago. You know, this game here, to be able to come up and play in the Rockies on a fairly big stage, of course, playing in Oxford last year, and, you know, felt, you know, you talk about disappointment, Bill, you know, mm-hmm. during the game, I mean, we felt like we had a real opportunity to win that mm-hmm. football game and left mm-hmm. Oxford very disappointed we didn't finish the deal. But over the next couple of years, we'll go to Stillwater and play in front of 90,000 at Oklahoma State, and go to Auburn, Kansas State, of course, next year we open up with Texas Tech. So it is a recruiting incentive for players to be able to play in these type of environments and these type of games. But I think at the end of the day, they see an educational and academic opportunity in our success there. They see the opportunity to win rings and compete for championships at the conference and hopefully the national level. And Conway's a you know, pretty nice place to live and go to school. You know, 13,000 students and you know, you start recruiting over in Texas, you get out a little further from East Texas, kids don't see trees very often or grass, you know, and you bring them to our campus, and we've got, like, real trees and grass, and they're pretty enamored with that. So you never know what tips a young man over to make a decision, but certainly having a quality schedule year in and year out helps that cause.
Coach, I'm in Boulder and have been here a couple of days, and apparently the grass is a big draw around here as well, but it's a different kind of story, but we're not going to go there.
Big
weekend, last weekend, 58-7. Well, hey, it's legal mm-hmm. there. What can I say? 58-7, you guys roll in the opener, and a couple of stars shine brightly for your team. A true freshman, Jatavius Wilson, and Bill Pigskin, you guys go back a ways in football lore. I don't know if you remember a true freshman ever scoring three touchdowns in his first game, but a pretty special start to Jatavius Wilson's career at the University of Central Arkansas, and even for Winrick Smothers, a spectacular performance for him, a guy that's done it a lot.
Yeah, you know, Jatavius is one of those freshmen that we were excited about when we signed him and, you know, had a chance to work with him, you know, throughout the summer in camp, and you could see the ability there. You know, had four catches for over 100 yards and a couple touchdowns, ran back a kickoff, 93 yards, dropped the touchdown pass and was tackled at the one-yard line on another pass play. So, I mean, the young man could have really had a monster night, possibly as many as five touchdowns. But, you know, we're not, you know, we don't want to put too much pressure on him. We're not going to, you know, we're not going to name him the National Offensive Player of the Year yet because this will just be his second game. But certainly you can see the skill sets and the talent that he possesses. And he can make you miss in a phone booth now. He's really, really quick. And then, of course, I thought Winrick had just a, you know, tremendously efficient night. Four incompletions, 27 to 31, 268, very workmanlike, no interceptions, did an excellent job of managing the game. And, again, though, you know, the Incarnate Word will be a future conference member next year. We treated that game kind of like a conference game, but we realized that, you know, the difficulty of our opponent is enhanced this week playing, you know, a Pac-12 school.
What's your biggest concern going into this one, Coach, as far as dealing with Colorado?
Well, a lot of things. I mean, obviously, Colorado, they've got a big back. They've got a Texas transfer quarterback that threw for 400 yards, a speed receiver, very active defense. They've got an NFL defensive end. I can't say his name. I'd hate to do the young man an injustice, but we'll see him, and he's a Nigerian kid. We'll see him in the National Football League. But really and truly, the focus is our team. You know, how we prepare. You know, 16 young men on this trip are making their first business trip with us here on the road. And, you know, it's the focus is on our team and how we prepare and the detail that we need to have to be able to compete, not just in this game, but other games that we're going to have on the road. But when you get right down to the game itself, probably the first 10 minutes, you know, we went to Montana in the national playoffs a couple years ago and didn't handle that situation very well in the first 10 minutes of that game. I think how we start the game, certainly how you finish is important, but how we start the game, that's the thing about the Ole Miss game last year is we had the lead at halftime. Ole Miss took the lead for good, I guess, with 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. But we gave ourselves a fighting chance deep into that game, you know, to beat an SEC opponent. And you don't want to shoot yourself in the foot and be out of it early. And turnovers and field position will be a big part of that. So,
Coach, even before that first 10 minutes, keep an eye out for that Buffalo because they run him out down the sideline. If he gets loose, he could run over Jatavius. I mean, you can't let that happen.
He would have Jatavius for hors d'oeuvres.
I was going to say, Ralphie, he could eat Jatavius.
Ralphie. We got a big memo, and I'm sure it's a lot of CYA going on, but we got a big memo. I mean, the security's going to hold our team in the locker room. You know, we're the last ones to come on the field. Actually, Colorado comes on the field first, then Ralphie, or, you know, vice versa, and then they let the visitors come through. And anyway, it's a great staple of college football. I mean, what a great tradition there is in college football is the Buffalo running through the stadium here at Folsom Field. But with that said, that Buffalo hadn't tackled anybody or blocked anybody or scored a touchdown yet. So, again, the focus needs to be on our team. And when we do get on the field after the Buffalo, how well we play. And that's what our focus is right now.
Guys, one other thing is that Coach is looking for win number two, and I'm sure that's all he's focused on. But this would be his 100th win at UCA if they pull off the victory tomorrow. So pretty unique opportunity in a lot of different ways, Coach. We wish you lots of luck. One last thing before we let you go.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
The guys are at the Paul Eales Golf Tournament, and I was telling the morning show guys that you guys still keep that picture of Paul interviewing you in the media guide that you guys release every year. And, you know, obviously you had a relationship with Paul and so much respect for him.
I certainly did. Paul was very fair to our program. The thing about Paul that is such a nice man, but it didn't matter if you were the coaching at the University of Arkansas, if you were the coach at Ohio State, at UCA, at Harding, at Arkansas Baptist College. He gave you all the respect, and when he was interviewing you, it was the most important interview of his life. in a day and age now where, you know, sometimes the little guy doesn't matter, Paul made sure it mattered. And that is one thing that I always remembered about Paul is that, you know, I felt that when I finished an interview with Mr. Eales, that was the most important interview of his life that he had just completed. And the preparation leading up to that interview, such a professional, such a good man. He was extremely fair to our football program. And obviously, his legacy lives on. And one way for us to show that in our program is to continue to honor him by putting his picture in our media guide every year.
Well, Coach, we appreciate the time. I look forward to seeing you at the stadium tomorrow. It's going to be a great opportunity for your guys. I know your coaching staff, your players are all excited about it. And there are a lot of UCA fans out here that I've been hanging out with the last couple of days that are very excited about it as well. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, there's a lot here at the Omni as well. But, hey, you do need to let me go so I can go in here and eat breakfast in case I got to fight Ralphie on the way out of town.
Best of luck, Coach.
Good luck, Coach. Coach, thanks.
Hey, appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
All right, take care.